Honolulu Civil Beat has a story about the increase of citations that police have handed out to the homeless here on Oahu. Joining us this morning for our reality check is reporter Christina Jedra. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So we've all heard about the HPD crackdown, but wow, you found out that a number of people have been cited like dozens of times.
That's right. So as the Honolulu Police Department has endeavored to enforce the mayor's pandemic-related rules, like wearing a mask and social distancing, the people that are getting cited most frequently, over and over again, dozens of times, are people experiencing homelessness. We learned this by doing a data analysis of court data. And so even though homeless people on Oahu make up less than 1% of the population, we found that they make up about a quarter of all COVID violations.
So what did the ACLU have to say about this? Because I know they've been really concerned about these citations.
Yeah, that's right. They were sort of dumbfounded and couldn't really think of a rational explanation for this. You know, ultimately, these citations get dismissed en masse by prosecutors that just haven't been able to handle the influx. For other citations, like longstanding homeless criminalization measures like sit-lie, those often become bench warrants before they get dismissed, which can lead to homeless people being incarcerated. So these citations, even if they get dismissed in the end, can have an impact. And homeless advocates say it amounts to harassment and forces folks to move around in the community at a time when the CDC is saying we should be having people shelter in place.
And for the folks who've gotten numerous citations, you know, you have to wonder about, you know, their mental health. They really understand what's going on.
That's right. We spoke to some doctors that work with these people on the street, and they say some of the clients that were getting cited dozens of times are so severely mentally ill that they don't even know a pandemic is happening. So they really don't have the wherewithal to understand what the rules are, what they should be doing, and yet they're getting ticketed dozens of times. You know, it makes you wonder why.
And so I understand that the HPD has established a quota for citations that they give out?
Well, the chief says there's no department-wide quota. At least one district, East Honolulu, did implement one of two citations per day. The chief broadly has been encouraging officers to write lots of tickets to demonstrate that the officers are working hard and earning the overtime that they're getting from the CARES Act, the federal aid money that we got from the federal government. So far, $5 million of that money, of that CARES Act money, has been spent writing tickets.
Okay, so you found it in one area, but there's not a blanket quota then?
Right. The chief said there's not a blanket quota, but she just said, you know, we apply the law equally. We ticket kind of the people that we see. Unfortunately for homeless folks, they've become perhaps more visible than ever because, you know, with tourists gone much of this year, people who have homes sheltering in place, the people that are out there where the police can see them are unsheltered. And so they've been getting the disproportionate number of tickets.
So is the ACLU going to do anything to challenge this? Do you know?
I don't have an answer on that. I know that they follow the issue closely. You know, again, ultimately the tickets get dismissed, so it's not as if people are having to pay a fine at the end necessarily or getting sentenced to jail time. It's just the impact of the ticketing itself that, you know, a lot of people are asking if this is the best use of our resources.
Right. Okay. I know some folks might think it's harassment, but thank you, Christina.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's reality check. To read the entire story, head to civilbeat.org.